Just about ready for kickoff then. The Wildcats in the usual predominantly white strip with red stripe across the chest, and playing towards it then the Widnes Vikings in their predominantly black strip. And we're underway for this Super 8s qualifier. Farber here, it could be the first score of the game here, and it's number 37 for the Widnes Vikings down the far side, Charlie Runciman, who's dumbing his way through and got past the first line, and it was a reasonably clear run to get around some 5 metres from the left hand upright. And Widnes have the first points of the game then. We're 13 minutes in and it's Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 0, Widnes Vikings 4.
The ghost of Trill there, a very good ball to the centre there, Runciman, and got past Kevin, just managed to get it away off to Lloyd White there, I think it was, who went under the post, turned the screw, like I said, and received the ball on the full.
So no problem with the boot for Danny Tickle. 6-0 in favour of the visitors, the Widnes Vikings. Team Kevin Brown gets it away left-hand side, and it's Patrick Arvan who's got support back on the inside from Runciman, but instead he finds Reese Hanbury, who split the gap and took the ball and was touched down in the left-hand corner for the second Widnes Vikings try. They all happened a little bit too easily for comfort for Wildcats fans. 15 minutes before the break and it's Widnes Vikings who lead by 10 points to nil.
Yeah, great play there by Widnes. It was nearly exactly the same as before. Kevin Brown taking control of that left-hand side and finding that cut-out pass.
Inviting the opposition on as they are coming here with Reese Hanbury, who stepped inside his man, stepped straight inside Jacob Miller, the man who put it on the floor. And Miller with two errors in as many minutes, a drop ball, a missed tackle, and a third try for the Widnes Vikings. Hanbury gets it, his second of the night. And just short of 10 minutes to go before half time, it's not looking good for the Trinity Wildcats. It's Wakefield 0, Widnes 14.
Yeah, great feat there by Reese off the scrum. Like I say, it's Wakefield are giving coughing up possession a bit too much there, and with dangerous players like Reese Hanbury and Kev Brown, it's playing with fire a bit, and we've just been burnt there by that.
The Widnes line driving a couple of defenders back, but here's Lloyd White, thrown a dummy, he's got past Flawatiti on the inside then, he's got the ball away to Aaron Jeremiah, and Aaron Jeremiah is going to go for the next 35 metres and race away for the fourth Widnes try of the evening, as easy as you like. And the Wildcats are getting crushed here by the Vikings, who with 7.5 minutes to go before the break now lead by 20 points to nil, and he makes it 22-0. So it's a heck of a mountain to climb now for the Wildcats. Referee Cobb holds up the five fingers. It's the last tackle of the set. Kevin Brown puts a deep kick in. Not sure if that wasn't a fluffed drop goal attempt. It was a, and that will be half time. But the teams will leave the field at half time with the Wildcats knowing that they have a mountain to climb here. They're trailing by 22 points to nil. It's 28 points to nil following that successful Danny Tickle conversion to Reese Hanbury's hat-trick try. And as we were saying, Richie, it is not the second half start you wanted.
No, definitely not. Like I say, we should have been a bit more lively there to collect that ball. It was a pretty nothing kick there by Kevin Brown, and the boys just stood back and watched it. Hanbury plucked it up and scored.
The last tackle of this set. Brown steps off the left foot, beats Godinet, and also beats Kevin Locke, who's still troubled with that injury, and touches the ball down for another Vikings try. That's their sixth of the evening. We're 8 minutes into the second half, and it's at Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 0, Widnes Vikings 32. You might disagree with me, Richie Owen, but I say game over. 10 short of the halfway line. Godinet will pick it up at Acton half. Little chip over the top by Tim Smith. It's the last tackle, this, and Jacob Miller was through and in support of it, but the bounce wasn't kind to him, and it was kinder to Widnes, who've got the ball to Hanbury, and Reese Hanbury is going to scamper away and very, very comfortably get in for his fourth try of the evening. It was a little chip over the top that bounced awkwardly for Miller. Chris Dean it was who was first to react. Inside ball to the supporting Hanbury, and he makes half the length of the field, and with a quarter of the match remaining here, Widnes have extended their lead. Four tries for Hanbury, and it's Wakefield 4, Widnes 38. So 40 points to 4 because Patrick Arvan has kicked the conversion. It's with Paddy Flynn, who's bounced off a couple of men and is having a second go, and Paddy Flynn could be in for the easiest try of his career here, and 100 career tries it is now for the Widnes Vikings winger. He's scored one of the softest tries we've probably seen here at Rapid Solicitors Stadium, beat 7 or 8 men who hardly laid a finger on him. And with 15 minutes to go, that's another nail in the Wildcats' coffin. Wakefield 4, Widnes 44. Patrick Arvan has added the conversion, by the way, so 46-4. And the clock will run out on this game. And it's a very, very disappointing result as far as the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats are concerned. They've registered just the one try in the match to Lee Smith and conceded, what, 6, 7, 8 of their own, four of which have gone to Rhys Hanbury, for a final score of Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 4, Widnes Vikings 46.